This is an issue that seems to be ongoing now for the last wee while, unfortunately, where there's really bad discolouring of water. I've been on to Irish Water and I've been on to water staff in relation to this here, which is totally unacceptable. Really, probably what needs to happen is that there needs to be a proper investment into our water infrastructure, because Ajaharan isn't just the only area that we have this report there during the week as well. In Crovay, where the same problem seems to be happening there as well. But what has to happen, like I said, was that there needs to be proper investment, but there also needs to be proper engagement with the community. The idea that Irish Water don't engage with the community is absolutely unacceptable. It's been referred to nothing short of arrogance and patronising to our community. We're here to do our best for the community. At the end of the day, it's the community that owns the water infrastructure, and we're here to manage it. So I would call on Irish Water to meet with the community, outline their hopes and plans for the future in terms of putting proper water infrastructure in place. Successive governments have failed to do it, and even during the time when there was surplus money within the coffers, they chose not to invest into one of the most important pieces of infrastructure, which is water.
And I'm sure some people are concerned about drinking this water at this stage.
Yes, and a huge number of people have been in contact with me through Facebook or phoning me saying that they have to buy water. That's not acceptable. People are under massive pressure as it is with the crisis that has been caused by capitalism in terms of heating and the cost of food. Without putting additional cost on people going out there having to buy water, it's wrong. Our water should be of a high quality, which the majority of it is. But that said, there are areas like Ajaharan or up in the hills or the likes of Guashahu and other areas that needs massive water infrastructure investment. And Irish Water are not, or the government are not, putting the money where they need to put the money.